Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, December 16th, 2025 edition. Want to take another look at MERS news service for today, because one of the things that I think we need to look at is the process going forward from the, I guess you would say, courts and judges, different activities going on. Well, former chief justices have formed a nonpartisan initiative, Alliance of Former Chief Justices, committed to educating the public about the role of the judiciary and safeguarding the constitutional balance envisioned by the founders. This alliance was launched yesterday. The initiative from Keep Our Republic brings together more than 40 former chief justices, including former Michigan Supreme Court Chief Justice Conrad Mallett, whose decades of leadership in their state's judicial system give them unmatched insight into upholding constitutional principles, protecting individual rights, and ensuring courts remain impartial forums, according to a press release announcing the initiative. One of the things that you have to understand, folks, is that this is a process that has long been overdue. One of the things that you have to understand is that the courts and the judiciary have a very important role to play in our Constitution. You have to understand the process. Three branches of government. The legislative branch legislates. They write laws. They talk about the bills. They go through committee process. They then go to the floor for a vote in the House and or the Senate. Once it passes there, it goes to the other chamber. Once it's passed in both chambers, it then goes to the governor, the executive branch, for consideration. Governors, President of the United States, they then decide whether they will sign the passed bills into law. Now, there is a process that the people then have to respond to. We, the people, respond to these laws. Let's say there was a law that was passed in Lansing. This is a state law. This isn't a federal law. State law that said that every intersection and every traffic light and every roundabout in the state of Michigan would have surveillance cameras. And in this law, it said that these surveillance cameras could, using artificial intelligence, AI, could interpret our acts while driving on public roads in the state of Michigan. And if they felt, the artificial intelligence bot felt that we violated a state traffic law, that the camera could generate a ticket. Not law enforcement, not a police officer, local police officer, state trooper, county sheriff. No, 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 no. A camera, a surveillance camera, could mail us a ticket for violating a particular traffic law in its opinion that we did. Just work with me on this. Well, of course, all of us would go absolutely nuclear when we went to the mailbox and saw that we got 4 traffic tickets from the most recent drive into town to do grocery shopping and picking up the mail at the post office box, going, getting a haircut, whatever, coming back a couple of days later, a week later, we get 4 or 5 tickets in the mail. We would go nuts. We would be blowing up our state representatives and our state senators' phones. If they didn't listen to us, we then could file a lawsuit. Maybe we'd find an attorney. Class action lawsuit of every person in the state of Michigan that all of a sudden starts getting these tickets in the mailbox. So, we claim that these laws are unconstitutional. There's no traffic enforcement police agency issuing the ticket. No officer saw us driving our vehicle in violation of any traffic law. It was interpreted by a camera. So we file a lawsuit and it goes into the third branch, the judiciary, the court system, the judges. Even though it was passed legislatively, even though the executive branch, the governor or the president, signed a state law or a federal law, we the people feel it's wrong. We petition our government for our grievances. It's part of the First Amendment rights. You can do it by a petition drive to put it on the ballot and take it to the vote of the people, or you can sue. If it goes to the court system, then it goes through a process. Where did you get the ticket? In my mailbox. Fine. Where did it allege you broke the traffic law? Down in Traverse City, Michigan. Okay, so maybe the case needs to be heard in Traverse City, Grand Traverse County, or where it was you registered to drive. Your driver's license address, maybe it's done in Antrim County where I live, or where you live in Sheboygan, or, you know, Chippewa, Mackinac County, wherever. Anyway, it's determined as to which court is responsible for hearing your case. You go to court. You may have an attorney. You may represent yourself. You make your arguments. Your attorney makes the arguments. You don't like the decision of the local court, you appeal it, like Ian Murphy just described in the second hour. They went to the Court of Appeals in Lansing. If you don't like their response, their opinion, you take it to the Michigan Supreme Court. Well, they have decided, Chief Justice, former Michigan Supreme Court Chief Justice Conrad Mallett, said, I have been a public servant most of my professional life, and the maintenance of democratic institution is a critical part of my mission, asking basically why he agreed to participate in this new alliance. Public servants, by raising their voice in action, must help the public reaffirm their trust in their government. To that end, each branch of government must be accountable to the people. Every day, the judiciary acts as a check on the other two branches, the legislative branch and the executive branch. And the public's awareness that independent jurists, unconnected to the parties and focused solely on answering questions being presented, is essential to maintaining trust in our government. The justices said yesterday, Bill of Rights Day is a fitting moment to launch an effort focused on reinforcing the rule of law and public trust in the judiciary. Bill of Rights Day marks the ratification of the first 10 amendments, protections that rely on courts capable of applying the law fairly and free from political pressure. Well, you may not know this, and I didn't even mention it yesterday's show. Yesterday was Bill of Rights Day. December 15th, 1791. Now, by the way, that was like 4 months and almost 4 years, excuse me, in 3 months from September 17th, 1787. What is that date? That's Constitution Day. September 17th, 1787 is the day our Constitution was passed, ratified by the state. What is the Constitution? It's the rule book. We signed the Declaration of Independence July 4th, 1776. We fought a war, the Revolutionary War. We won. And then the Founding Fathers looked at each other and said, okay, now what do we do? We have to form a federal government. How do we form that federal government? We got to have a rule book. That was the U.S. Constitution. Well, it wasn't perfect. They were arguing about certain things. We have to enumerate our rights in the Constitution. Well, some of our founding fathers said, are you kidding? We have so many God-given rights, we can't possibly enumerate all of our rights. Okay, let's make it amendable. Let's pass it. Let's get it ratified. Let's have a U.S. Constitution rule book with the understanding that it can be amended. That satisfied the people who wanted a list. They immediately started working on the list. 4 years and 3 months later, December 15th, yesterday, was Bill of Rights Day. They came up with our first 10 amendments to that imperfect document known as our U.S. Constitution. It's amendable. That's why it is amendable, because it wasn't perfect when they passed it. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor. Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Just doing a little housekeeping, going through my text messages, my unread messages. Christine from Northville, downstate, listening on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, says cameras have been used in Germany for over 20 years. People got tickets for a rental car that they were not even renting on that particular day. Italy also has some of these cameras. People, when they got back to the United States, received a ticket in the mail. They didn't even know that they got, but yet were asked to pay a fine. We are getting more and more like Europe every single day. Well, my example was just completely hypothetical. And I thought that it was so over the top with so many flaws in it, the way I wrote the law in my rant, that I thought it would obviously be clear that it was unconstitutional, violating so many of our rights, so that the court would automatically find that the law was unconstitutional, violating our rights, and therefore saying that the state of Michigan, Lansing, could not do it, hold that it was unconstitutional, and that people would not have to pay these tickets. Once it's deemed unconstitutional, they have to rewrite it. They have to amend it or write another law to basically make that law null and void. Our state government is so screwed up the way they do it in Lansing. They never get rid of a law. They either amend it or pass another law to contradict it. That's why we have so many laws on the books. Again, Cliff Tellini listening to the show. Problem now is nobody is checking the radicalized judicial branch, the lower courts, and sometimes even the Supreme Court. That's how Roe came about. I'm sure you're referring to Roe v. Wade and abortion. Well, the real problem lies in the fact that we have uninformed elected officials. again, I keep using the example, the Obergefell decision. 2015, I was doing the show live when the press release came to the radio station. I got it in my email that they decided that Obergefell was unconstitutional in the way that Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee had amended their state constitution defining marriage between one man and one woman. Our law that was changed in our state's constitution because of a petition drive led by Gary Glenn, president of the American Family Association at the time, collected enough signatures to put it on the ballot. We, the people, voted for it. Overwhelmingly, I believe the vote was like 62-38. We defined marriage in the state of Michigan and put it into our state constitution that marriage was between a man and a woman. Well, a lesbian couple down in Dana Nessel's area, I believe Ann Arbor, where her law firm was based out of, wanted to sue because they couldn't get married. It went through the court process. It started actually here in the state of Michigan. But they also reached out to Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee, who had similar laws and or constitutional amendments in their state constitution. They joined in the lawsuit and took it all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Well, unelected Supreme Court justices ruled that our Constitution, even though we voted on it, defining marriage between a man and a woman was unconstitutional. Well, our Attorney General at the time, Bill Schuette, and our governor at the time, Rick Snyder, that afternoon said, well, that's it. Gay marriage is the law of the land. No, it's not. That was an opinion from the United States Supreme Court simply saying that our constitutional amendment was unconstitutional. It didn't legalize gay marriage, but that's what they said. Well, that's it. It's the law of the land. No. What should have happened is Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee should have gone back and changed their state's constitution and or a statute that would have matched the Supreme Court justice's opinion. Pass it in the House, pass it in the Senate, have a governor sign it. Put it on the ballot, explain to the people this was unconstitutional, what Gary Glenn did. We have to undo it. Please vote in favor of this amendment, this new amendment to our state constitution. None of that happened. Bill Schuette, our attorney general at the time, and our governor, Rick Snyder, at the time, laid down and simply accepted the Supreme Court decision. To this day, it's still in our Constitution. Gay marriage is not legal in the state of Michigan. Until you remove it from our state constitution, folks, it's there. But it's the law of the land because 9 unelected Supreme Court justices wrote an opinion and said your state constitutional amendment was unconstitutional. That's why we need oversight and we need to vote for the right justices and judges in our next year's election of